This is the hype man, Shane. So hype.
He's hype and cute. Bros can call other bros cute, dog.
Yeah, homie.
It's cool. You're my bro.
Okay.
A.K.A. the Shane Board. Beep. Oh, so with us is another cutie. We got the rambling man, Russell.
Hey, yo, Dave. I'm always fond of some positive masculinity.
Hell yeah, dog. Me too. Yeah. Me too, man.
You cute, too.
Oh, thanks. We just three cute boys. Just three cute boys doing a podcast.
Three cute.
Is it too late to rename the podcast?
Three Cute?
To Three Cute Boys?
That's a good podcast name.
Three Cute Boys. A.K.A. WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we nailed it. This is the TQP Weekly, or Three Cute Boys, the podcast, where we talk about news. Shane is upset with me.
It's movies. One of two things. Okay, either he knew that I almost said, as Macho Man, I like cute boys, or he wanted to say, not produced by Dan Schneider.
Oh.
Yeah. None of those things, but okay.
But Macho Man was for positive masculinity.
Yeah.
Because Macho Man has cried.
Yeah.
He's cried 1,000 times.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with crying.
Yeah.
Dude, that is a good quote.
That is a great quote. This is the DQB Weekly.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about news, movie news,
video games.
Board games. All kinds of things.
All the games you could think of.
Nerd culture. Regular culture.
Regular culture, sort of. But through like a nerd perspective, because we're fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's going pretty well, Russell.
We also typically talk about what's going on in the entertainment.
We do.
A weekly thing.
Yeah, you know, I think we do this thing called headlines.
All right, up first on headlines. Aaron Sorkin is working on a spiritual sequel to The Social Network.
Mmm.
Aaron says he blames Facebook for the notorious January 6th insurrection.
I don't care anymore.
An algorithmic fallacy.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's working on that. He talked about it in a recent interview this week. It's mostly just the way he talks about it is... It won't be like it's not going to be like another Mark Zuckerberg thing. Like it will be more like that's what, kind of what he means by spiritual sequels. It will be more allegory.
Weird.
Boo. But whatever.
I love Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, it's just like that. Whatever. Anyway.
All right, up next on headlines, Richard Simmons is not happy about Pauly Shore's biopic of him and has publicly said he does not approve, in which case Pauly Shore responded by saying he spent all night crying.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the weasel's crying?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Weasel ain't weaseling.
Do you guys know that...
He was talking about how he didn't even get to, like, pitch it to him and stuff. Like, he heard that it was going to be made and that Pauly Shore was going to play him. And then he was mad about it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You can say I blame. Pauly Shore kind of sucks now.
Yeah, but I mean, he also looks a lot like him.
He does. Does look a lot like him.
So. Eh. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Pauly Shore kind of sucks now.
Oh. I haven't actually seen him in anything or on anything. I know he's like not really in anything that's like... people actually watch.
Right, he doesn't really do much acting anymore, but like I've tried to watch some of his stand-up, but it's not good. He's been on Kill Tony a couple times and is not good on that.
That sucks.
Yeah,
he's like weird and super drunk.
Yeah, like a lot of the time
super weird.
I think like the first time people are on that show, they don't know what the fuck's happening, especially yeah. people that are like not in touch with that scene.
Yeah.
Like that specific, like that Austin scene.
Yeah.
And like they go on there and they just are like already fucked up because they thought it was going to be a party. And then they're like, oh
no,
this is like a performance still. Shit. I was supposed to be straight for this.
Tony Hawk killed it though.
Well, yeah. But I mean, he doesn't get fucked up.
Yeah.
It's true. Tony Hawk.
It's true.
Yeah. Doesn't even get fucked up on a skateboard.
Yeah. Cause he's Tony fucking Hawk.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago he, like, broke his fucking femur, wasn't it?
That's false news.
Was it?
He's never fallen.
Oh, well, that's definitely
Tony's never fallen.
That's not like true 40 years of skateboarding and yeah. never fallen.
The Hawkman has never fell.
Never failed a trick.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Nope.
He's the Jesus of skateboarding.
Yeah. That's why they call it Christ Air. It was Tony Hawk Air, but they decided to call it Christ Air instead.
Dave knows skateboarding tricks.
That's the one I know.
Oh. Okay.
And, of course, kickflip.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ollies.
Yeah, see, you know tricks.
Pop shove-its.
That's all four.
Yeah. 50-50 grinds.
Benihanas.
I know that one.
Yeah. Guys, I want to go play Tony Hawk.
Let's go fucking play Tony Hawk.
Dude, the remasters were so good.
They were really good.
It felt so good.
Here I am, doing everything I can.
Okay, stop. That wasn't the song I was doing, but...
No.
Lights out. Gorilla
Radio. Turn that shit up.
Stop.
Welcome to the Tony Hawk cast, where we just sing 4 seconds of Tony Hawk songs.
I can tell when the headlines aren't interesting.
I'm intrigued.
So we had 2 negatives. How about some positive?
Yeah, hold give it to me you. Now. I'm 6 feet from the edge. It's a creedisode, baby.
All right, so talking about being 6 feet from the edge, Anne Hathaway announced she is celebrating 5 years of sobriety.
Hell yeah. Wow.
And Eminem shared a picture with a chip celebrating 16 years of sobriety.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love sober people.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I also love sober people because at this point, I drunk people, man. Blah.
Drunk people kind of suck.
It's only fun if you are also drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they're way drunk and you don't have to deal with them.
Yeah, and then it's
then
funny.
Then it's funny.
Yeah. As long as it's not sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're on their side.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, well, that's primarily it for headlines, and then I have a quote from this week.
A quote, you say?
So what I'm dubbing as quote of the week is from Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth honored the cover of May's edition of Vanity Fair, and during the interview, he's quoted saying, "It's his fault for the failure of Thor: Love and Thunder." He says he got caught up in the improv and wackiness and became a parody of himself. And he also said that fans deserve another Thor movie. And it's almost like he listened to our episode.
He probably did.
He shouldn't let Taika get away, you know, get off with no blame whatsoever. Because, I mean, he was directing it.
I agree. So
it's Taika's fault.
Yes.
He went along with it and was also made a fool of.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think the awareness, like, is cool. And then
finally,
after announcing basically retiring for a while, saying that the fans deserve another Thor movie, I like.
Yes.
So, and one of the top comments I seen on the post was sort of that, like, yeah, he might have gone along with it, but he didn't finalize the scenes, he didn't finalize the entries, like, so it's not ultimately his fault it failed.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, someone else was going for that flavor and he went along with it and he had fun doing it, which, I mean, it seems like it would have been fun to make that movie. But it's not fun to watch it because it sucked.
Yeah.
I thought it was Kick-Ass.
You're wrong.
That Dave. Stars Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that one's Kick-Ass.
Yeah, that's Kick-Ass.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the one that Jim Carrey didn't want to be in after he was in it is Kick-Ass 2.
Kick-Ass 2. Yeah. Electric. Yeah. Boogaloo.
No, just Kick-Ass 2.
Electric. Yeah.
I do believe you can get taken off of anything, any social media, if you say Boogaloo.
Really?
No, that's a joke.
Oh. Sorry. That seems made up, so.
Sometimes we talk about culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only if you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, fuck. I wear those sometimes.
Yeah.
But for fun, not for violence.
The fact that that has to be made, that the distinction has to be made, is so wild.
There's your quote.
Yeah, I guess.
I wear Hawaiian shirts for violence. Call it my fight shirt.
I only wear a Hawaiian shirt when I'm posing as a lawyer.
What the fuck?
As your attorney. I advise we move on from headlines.
Yeah. Ooh, this is good, guys. This is great. Thank you for the headlines.
You're welcome.
They're great. Yeah. I loved them. Mm-hmm. Especially loved the ones that I paid attention to, which was all of them.
Yeah.
Can you take me higher? That's it. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
After the beautiful headlines, we have recommendations.
Whoa.
Yeah, we do. Look at the pipes on that guy.
Yeah.
Felt like I was in church.
Yep. Recommendation church.
We have recommendations.
And that's the new intro for recommendations.
You better remember that.
I'm not gonna remember shit.
Russell, I think you have some recommendations.
I do have recommendations. So I recommend Argyle. It stars Henry Cavill and like Bryce sweater? Dallas Howard. There is a sweater in it.
Isn't that like a sweater? Isn't
it's a movie.
Okay.
Argyle is a pattern.
Pattern. Yeah,
that's a pattern.
It's a diamond pattern.
Sorry.
It's very.
That's also the name of a movie.
Yeah.
That he watched.
Yes.
That I should stop stepping on his toes.
It was a very popular pattern during the Art Deco days.
Hmm. Fancy.
Yeah. I don't know what decade that was.
This is 20s. An art piece, is what you're telling me?
The movie, yes. The movie is an art piece. The movie is an art piece if you enjoyed Kingsman.
I loved Kingsman.
It is very much a Matthew Vaughn film.
Okay.
It might be the most Matthew Vaughn film.
Okay.
So it's slightly more ridiculous than Kingsman, especially in the third act. But I feel like for the most part, if someone enjoys Kingsman a lot, they're probably going to enjoy Argyle.
Okay. I like Kingsman a lot, so let's check that out.
It's a fun movie. It's pretty good. Like, all the acting is, like, the acting is either over the top and ridiculous or, like, where it should be.
Okay.
It kind of has a Romancing the Stone vibe.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is still its own thing.
Okay.
It's not like, because I think we talked about it looking almost like a direct ripoff, and like, why not just remake Romancing the Stone?
Oh, did we talk about that?
I think that's what we were talking about, was Argyle. But it is Matthew Vaughn.
No, that was the other movie. That was the movie where that had a sort of similar like hook, but I think the plots are totally different. Where the hook of the other movie was the girl was writing like romance novels, and she gets taken to the jungle by Daniel Radcliffe as like some kind of billionaire, And then she like escapes his.
Oh yeah, what was that?
That's another movie that has fucking Magic Mike in it.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that.
I watched it.
I watched it. I don't remember
what it's called.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Was that Sandra Bullock?
Yes, I think so.
And then, like, Brad Pitt randomly shows up.
The Lost City.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. Daniel Radcliffe hires her to find the treasure because she's writing, like, sort of Romancing the Stone kind of movie or books.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, you actually know where this treasure is because you talk about it in your books. And she's like, that's made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of that one.
Yeah. So Argyle, so the premise for Argyle is Bryce Dallas Howard's character is writing spy thrillers.
Yeah.
And she somehow manages to hit some nails on the head for what the spy agency is actually doing. So they think that she has information that they want. So then they start going after her.
Yes.
So, very similar.
Similar idea.
Yeah.
The hook is the same. I think the movie is completely different.
Yeah. The movie is different.
Yeah.
So, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It also has Sam Rockwell in it.
I love Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is actually in it more than Henry Cavill is, which is not what the trailer looked like.
Huh.
So, Henry Cavill does play a major part, but it's... He's like the third lead in the movie, which I was not expecting.
So, oh, I was.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. I would probably give it like an 8 out of 10.
Oh, cool.
I enjoyed it. And then I've also been watching, I haven't finished yet, but I've also been watching Dead Boy Detectives, which is on Netflix, which was originally a Neil Gaiman graphic novel and takes place in the Sandman universe.
Right. Mm. That's all I know about it is
that. The show also takes place in the Sandman universe with some interesting cameos.
Really?
Not a lot, but a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good Jim Carrey.
Dead Boy Detectives is like if Riverdale was better and written into the Sandman universe.
Huh.
It's kind of like weird because it's about two teenage ghosts. So they died when they were teenage boys, so they're still teenage boys.
They weren't baby ghosts that are growing up.
No, they're not baby ghosts. Okay.
They died as teenagers.
Ghosts work.
We don't know that.
You stay the same age, you're wearing whatever you're wearing when you die.
What if you're born a ghost?
Yeah.
That's a miscarriage.
See, I was trying to be like goofy with it, and you got dark. Damn.
Oh, I laughed too hard.
Yeah.
You might want to trim that.
Nah. If you've read Dante's Inferno, you understand why it's so funny.
Oh, yeah, baby hell.
Well, I guess you got to read book two, but... Okay, so anyway, Dead Boy Detectives as a Riverdale, Sabrina the Teenage Witch type of vibe, but is placed into the Sandman universe. It does, from what I can tell everything so far, does coincide pretty well with the events of the Sandman Netflix show.
Cool.
I recommend watching it if you liked the Sandman series. I would probably watch this. It is an universe. It does have a decent amount of teenage angst,
ghost angst,
teen drama type thing. But it's pretty good.
Could you imagine being like that forever,
bro? Oh. It's kind of hit on, honestly. Like,
yeah,
it's interesting. Like, I think this series. I don't love it as much as I loved the Sandman series.
Sure.
But I think it's going to grow and develop as an interesting series, which will be interesting as the live teenage boys age.
That's true.
So
they'll have to murder them.
Yeah, so they can actually be teenage.
Good news, Dave. Already been murdered.
Whoa, what?
Because they're ghosts.
Oh, I was talking about the actors.
Actual real life.
Oh.
So they can stay the same age forever.
Yeah. So it's about the two teenage boys die. One of them is from the early 1900s. And then the other one is from the later 1900s and has kind of like a like 1980-ish. He's got kind of like a punk rock aesthetic.
Oh, so they're not from the same decade or
anything?
They're
not from the same decade for very interesting reasons.
That's interesting.
Very interesting reasons.
Yeah, leave it. Leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm intrigued because I really like the Sandman series.
Yeah, I think the series is good. It's just the teenage drama is a little much sometimes.
Okay.
But the story doesn't necessarily revolve around that. So two teenage boy detectives, ghosts, solving ghost issues, like solving other issues for ghosts. Basically, they start a ghost detective agency where other ghosts come to them and they kind of try to resolve their unresolved business.
Oh,
so death
cool.
can come and collect them.
Oh, that's cool.
I yeah. like it.
Early on in the first episode, they end up meeting up with a psychic, but and she ends up kind of being like a part of their little group. And then there's a fourth character. There's a fourth and fifth staple character introduced a couple episodes later. And then you get like a couple decent cameos from the Sandman series. So, I mean, I recommend it. I like it. I have one episode left to watch. So unless the finale just takes a fucking hard dive, I definitely think the show's worth watching.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
You've intrigued me, Russell.
Good.
I'm tantalized.
Move it to the top of your potential watch queue.
I will.
And talk to me about it in 6 months.
That's kind of harsh. It's true, but harsh.
Dave, I believe you also watched some things.
I did watch a things. I recommend Hundreds of Beavers.
What you recommend doing what with Hundreds of Beavers?
Watching them.
Oh, okay.
So
I want this to be what I want it to be, and I know it's not going to be.
It might be.
Okay.
Probably not, though. So I saw something about this. It just got like mainstream, like streaming, not like a couple weeks ago, but it was in like the independent circuit for a year, I think. I think it came out last year. I've been seeing a bunch of stuff about it. It is a black and white, almost silent film. All right, don't stay with me. Stay with me.
I'm staying with you because we're real close to what I want this to be.
Okay. It is a black and white silent film that is like a homage to cartoons. It is like the closest thing to a live action slapstick cartoon you can get.
Okay, we didn't. Shane made a motion that intended we were going to take a hard right.
Left.
My right. And I don't think we've done that quite yet, but we're definitely like on a curve. Yeah.
So it is.
Is it just like an hour and 10 minutes of somebody slapping someone else with hundreds of dead beavers?
No.
Oh.
It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
An hour and 40 minutes.
It is about a alcohol salesman whose alcohol gets stolen by these beavers. And he ends up by himself in the woods, in the wilderness, in the winter. Mm-hmm. And he has to learn to be a fur trapper.
What?
It's hard to explain. But it is basically it is a live action cartoon.
Okay.
It sounds to me like it plays like a Three Stooges or
Very very similar to that. The animals, like there's beavers, there's also like skunks and raccoons and stuff. They're all just people in suits.
Okay.
But they're supposed to be animals. And like I said, it's mostly silent. There's some people talking, but he just kind of goes, And I'm not selling it well, but it's very funny.
What?
It's very ridiculous.
There is a woodpecker.
There is a woodpecker.
Which I've had a recent interaction with.
He has. Probably a different one. Because that one's a puppet.
There are definitely people in bunny suits.
Yeah. And beaver suits. Are you watching the trailer?
Yeah, I went to go see who was in it, and then the trailer definitely distracted me from everything I was doing, which is good.
Yeah.
This is... I'm watching this week.
You
what
should.
In the fuck?
It should.
Is this?
It's wild, so...
It's $6 for rent on Amazon.
Yeah, I rented it, because I heard about it for a while. I'm like, this sounds interesting. And a lot of, like... comedians I saw on TikTok, like dudes that like do like voices for cartoons and stuff, like we're just ranting and raving about this movie. So I'm like, I'll check it out. And yes, it feels like watching a live action cartoon, but it definitely has like that old like nostalgia. If you like Three Stooges and like dumb slapstick humor,
sure.
Like I caught myself like this. He gets hit a lot with like trees. And I like giggle every time. It's like, yeah, you got hit with a log. Look at that guy. You got hit with a log.
Fuck. So it's by Mike Cheslick. It's written and directed by Mike Cheslick, who was the director who did the short called Lips, which I'm probably one of 10 people that know what that is. But Lips was the League of Interplanetary Process Servers. Their finest agent attempts to deliver 30 subpoenas throughout the universe in 10 minutes. And it's this also this goofy, cartoonish, like, short. It's 23 minutes. You can find it. You used to be able to find it on YouTube. So this is, like, on brand.
With that?
Yeah, so prior to this, Mike... Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your spot.
You're good.
Mike had done three shorts, one called Limbos, one called Scheme Squad, and one called Lips. I remember Lips being a huge deal, and I'd went and watched it. And then this is his first feature-length film.
Hmm. Okay.
It's very stupid, but if you lean into that...
Sure.
If you lean into, like... You know, watching Looney Tunes as a child.
But it's not trying to not be stupid.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, usually with movies where we're like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's because it wasn't trying to be stupid. It just ended up that way because the people are bad at doing what they were trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
Or if you're like trying to do stupid and it ends up being awesome, then like, you did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it did a great job. It runs a little long, I think.
Yeah, you said an hour and 40.
Yeah. It runs a little long. The joke kind of runs a little flat in spots, but it picks up a lot of good physical comedy.
Mm.
Like, you don't really see much physical slapstick comedy that much anymore.
No. So, some of the ensemble Adam Sandler stuff, but it's not, like, based on that.
Right, yeah.
But it does have some sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, Hundreds of Beavers.
Okay.
I recommend it.
That the name does not belie what it ends up being, but that's fine.
I really want someone to watch it and talk to me about it.
So what I wanted it to be was hundreds of beavers in a time-lapse video, hundreds of actual beavers working together to build the largest dam that beavers had ever built.
Ooh, I'd watch that too.
Yeah, I'd watch that for an hour and 40 minutes. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be just like hundreds of snatches.
I knew you were going
like
to go there.
Close up on different like kinds with like different lips and different bushes. And
that's a different streaming service.
Well, I mean, like, no, like artsy, you know, not necessarily like, oh, you should whip it out and beat it to this. It was
so
more
also
like,
still
like
in
looking,
black and white.
Yeah, just yeah. Like, look at like all the different... varieties there are.
Like an educational thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that.
No, beavers come in all shapes and sizes.
It's true.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, hundreds of beavers.
Did you have another one?
I do.
Okay.
Also kind of a weird one.
Okay.
But amazing. So I've heard about this game for a couple months now. And Do you guys play any Souls-like games?
No.
Do you know what Souls-like games are?
I want to play Elden Ring, but it's going to take up most of my life.
Yeah. I played that one. So I'm very bad at Souls-like games. Like, I didn't play any Dark Souls. I tried and was terrible. I played some Elden Ring and started to get the hang of it and really enjoyed Elden Ring. This game, so it's called Another Crab's Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Is the name of this game. Where it's a Souls-like, but you play a little crab guy. Mm. He's a little hermit crab named Krill. Very cute little guy.
Okay.
The game starts where he's hanging out in his tide pool, just being a little crab, you know?
Yeah.
Little crab guy. And this shark, which is called the Lone Shark, but it's basically, it's one of those plastic sharks with on a stick that you squeeze and the mouth opens.
Yeah.
It's one of those. And he tells Krill that he hasn't paid his ocean taxes. Because even in the ocean, there's fucking taxes. Isn't that stupid, Shane?
Yeah, I agree.
There's taxes in the ocean.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah, taxation is theft. And so this loan shark steals Krill's shell, which is fucked up. Uh-huh. He repossesses a shell. Fucked up. So you play a little crab guy, and your goal is to find your shell. So you have to go underwater, and when you go underwater, you realize that things are fucked up in the water. Okay. Like, there's all these, like, crabs and stuff are trying to kill you for, like, no reason. And some of them are, like, possessed looking.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, so it's super fun. It's, like, it's a very, like, lighthearted take on Souls-like games, mm-hmm. but it's still fairly dark in some spots.
Yeah.
But the best part is all the enemies you fight use trash as weapons.
Yeah.
So it's like big boss fights and stuff. One of the bosses is a lobster that has like one of those U bike locks.
Yeah.
Those U-shaped bike locks. But it has a razor blade on the top of it. And uses as a guillotine.
That's awesome.
And if he gets you with it, it's a one-hit kill.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you're going around, and you have to use trash as your shell. Mm-hmm. And you have to pick up different trash to use as your shell. If you don't have your shell, you take, like, double damage.
Right. Yeah, because you're not wearing any armor.
Yeah, you're not wearing any armor. And each shell has a different... they have magic spells called umami. Each shell does a different umami spell.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
One of my favorites is probably the soda can. It shoots out bubbles that, like, heat seeks onto the boss or onto the enemy.
That's awesome.
That one's pretty cool. There's a coconut that you turn into, like, a big ball and roll into him for damage. But it's all the Souls-like stuff is there, so, like, the dodging, parrying,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Difficulty.
Yeah, it's very difficult. The only weapon you get, you don't get different weapons, you get a fork. But you can upgrade your fork to a cooler fork.
Okay.
But yeah, super, super fun, super cute. It is hard, but what the one thing I really like about it is they do really neat accessibility stuff. So if you're like, because the reason I was intrigued by it, developers like, you know, this is a video game. You should be able to play the video game at your own pace.
Yeah.
Like, and if the game is too hard for you and it's impeding your fun, then you can kick it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one of the accessibility things that started as a joke, but they kept it in the game, is called Give Krill a Gun. And his shell becomes a 1911 handgun.
I'm fucking in. I just want to play it like that.
Yeah, and you one-shot everything with it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I may have used it on a boss that I was sick of fighting.
You're stuck on.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to use the gun for any of the bosses. So
fuck,
I told myself.
You, two world wars, motherfucker.
I told myself, like, I'm not going to use the gun for any of the bosses. And then this one boss is pissing me off. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I like it.
Yeah, super cool. In like the Souls games, and you kill stuff, you get like their souls. That's how you like level up and stuff. In this, it's microplastics. Because microplastics are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
blood.
In your blood. So you spend the microplastics to upgrade your vitality, attack, that kind of stuff. You can also use them to buy shells and other equipment, costumes. You can buy shell insurance. So if your shell breaks when you die, you get that shell again.
Trying to become a fully plastic being because the flesh is weak.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's a great game. You can shell-a-port between different shells that you, like the bonfires, you know?
Yeah.
You can, like, teleport from each bonfire, but it's a shell. You shell-a-port to different shells. It's great. It's full of sea puns.
I see that.
It's adorable. All of the bosses are super interesting. They all play different. One of the bosses is a giant crab. It's like something the ravenous. But he, if you stray from the path too long, he shows up and he has a knife and a fork in either claw. And he cuts you up and eats you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
Another crab's treasure. Super fun. Having a blast with it.
Sweet. It sounds cool.
Yeah. And you're a cute little crab guy.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a cute little crab guy.
He's great. He's a cute little crab guy. Have you seen him? He's cute. Mm-mm. I'll show you a picture of him. He's great. I love him. I would die for this crab that doesn't exist.
That's real weird, bud.
What? You probably pick your battles a little better.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
I'd die for you, little buddy. I'm Pixels.
Look at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at him, Russell.
He is kind of cute.
He's a cute little crab guy.
Kind of looks like a Banjo-Kazooie character.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. But yeah, that's all I had for recommendations.
I was imagining a different aesthetic in my head.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's very, like, light and bright colors game, but still there's fairly dark, like, tones to it.
Yeah.
Huh. There's a dark story that happens.
Dark story.
You learn more why the world is turning scary.
Because of microplastics.
Probably. I haven't got that far yet, but...
The whole game is a global warming.
I mean...
It feels like it in spots.
Seems that way. So Dave, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, lay it on me, dog.
What's in your VCR this week?
Whoa, I'm glad you asked, buddy.
Yeah.
I always forget that he asked that every week, you know? I'm gonna get excited when he remembers me. Remembers my VCR.
Mm-hmm.
I
think about your VCR all the time.
Oh, bud. So do I. I think about it right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How I could be there.
Me too.
Oh, gross.
You sound like you want to put a cassette in it.
I do want to put a cassette in his VCR.
Please don't do that. You should put a tape in it instead. Like a VHS tape, not a cassette. Yeah. It's different. This week,
I don't think you've heard it. It's really small.
It's true. It's true. I sent these two jabronis 4 choices, and neither one of them responded, but Mike did. So I watched 1990s Spaced Invaders.
I'm sorry I didn't respond.
You didn't respond.
I mean, I was going to, but then Mike did.
Sure.
I seen it too late.
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I know you are.
I was going to suggest you watch The Last Riders with Eric Estrada on a motorcycle.
I really thought that was the one you guys were going to pick.
I couldn't decide, honestly.
Maybe I should post it up on the Facebook before I watch one, see what the fans say.
Bro, you could.
It's not a bad idea.
That'd be good engagement.
I know how to engage. I don't. anyways, Spaced Invaders for 1990.
Yes.
You guys want to know the synopsis?
Yeah, please.
Dim-witted Martians drop into a little Illinois town on the day that the local radio station happens to rebroadcast Orson Welles' 1939 War of the Worlds. So, yeah, that's exactly the plot. So, these these not very bright alien guys are trying to meet up with their Martian fleet that they lost.
Okay.
Because they're not good at being Martians.
Yeah.
And they're in their spaceship. And they find the broadcast of Earth, of this little town, because it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. So they're doing War of the Worlds. And they just catch the part where the Martians are taking over Earth. Yeah. They're like, oh, we got to go help them.
Oh, my God.
And they land on Earth. And there's like a cool alien who wears sunglasses. And he talks kind of like Clint Eastwood. He's like a cool guy. There's like the vague German doctor Martian guy.
What the fuck?
Dave.
What?
I've seen this.
Have you?
Yes. I was unsure, and then you said the fucking Clint Eastwood thing.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
It's a kid's movie, obviously. But it's pretty fun. I was thinking it was going to be more like an E.T. ripoff.
Yeah.
And to a point, it sort of is, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. And like watching it as like a 30-something man.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit as well because I didn't watch it in the 90s.
Right.
But the Martians are cool looking. They're like, you know, big suits. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Russell's seen it.
I very vaguely remember this. Like, I'm watching the trailer right now, and this is like looks so familiar. That's fucking wild.
That's happened a few times.
Yeah, this was in like a weird rotation with fucking One Eye, One Horn, Flying Purple People Eater.
Oh, that makes sense.
One Eye, One Horn, Flying Purple People Eater.
Stop.
I think it's public domain now.
Oh, okay. Let's steal it. It's ours now. We made it.
That's not what that means.
Dude, we used to go to 50s Diner so fucking much.
I love a 50s Diner.
And I'd be like, give me some quarters. I'd play like that. And then I'd play, what's the fucking...
What's New Pussycat?
No.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Time a Kangaroo Down.
Okay. And you're
talking
about
Time a Kangaroo Down. Time a Kangaroo Down.
Yeah.
I would play that all the time.
Nice. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is not about tying kangaroos down.
No.
It's about Martians.
You reminded me of, what was it called? Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck.
We're kind of old, aren't we?
To be 10 again.
It's a fun movie. I don't think kids these days would like it. It's very much a 90s kids movie.
Yeah. No, Dave, of course they wouldn't. It's much longer than 3 minutes.
That's true. That's true.
You're right.
It's fine. Mm. It's not mind-blowing. I didn't regret watching it. The Martians are cool looking. Like, because they're just big, you know, they're just suits.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Because now it'd be like CGI.
Right.
Now they're suits.
It'd be bad CGI because it's still a kid's movie.
Yeah, it'd be bad CGI. Now it's like pretty decent suits.
Okay.
And I saw the trivia that the actors that were in that couldn't see at all. So they had to be like walked through every scene that they were in.
That's funny.
So yeah. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 51%.
Mm.
Dave Tomatoes gives it a 51%.
They're right.
One of those movies that if you grew up with it, you probably love it. But I watched it in my 30s, so
yeah,
I just
you're
didn't.
Like,
eh.
It's okay.
Yeah. But that's what's in my VCR.
Oh, all right.
This week.
Cool.
Stay tuned for next week where I might post up on the Facebook what as you watch.
I think you should do that.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Give them like an 8-hour vote thing.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
Put the little emojis on the...
Oh.
Picture. So each emoji represents a different tape you should watch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Cool. That's just in my VCR. Oh, I'm the host. I got to do that.
Yeah, you're the host, bud.
Do you guys know what it's time for?
What episode is this?
17.
Of this season. Yeah, but like, how many times has he done this?
Too many.
Like at least three.
At least three. Like
50 times 2 plus 17. We might have done 115 episodes of this show.
Really?
So he's done at least like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick? Dickhead? Wow. I lost all my steam. Thanks, dude. No, I didn't. It's time for Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
You guys ready? I got a good one.
I don't know. Am I ready?
Are you guys ready to get certified?
Oh, shit.
You guys ready to get forklift certified?
Oh, shit.
I found 10 forklift certification practice questions.
Oh, okay.
Shit. I'm going to see which one of you guys is actually certified.
Okay.
Forklift.
So let's get to know each other real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Shane, have you ever been certified on a fork truck?
I'm currently certified on a fork truck.
Currently certified on a fork truck. Dave, you ever certified on a fork truck?
I'm currently certified on a fork truck.
Cool. I was disqualified from my certification of fork trucking.
Why? What'd you do?
I just wanted to all get to know each other a little bit.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
I don't know.
Did you lift something you weren't supposed to lift?
Run into something?
Lift the boss's wife?
So I didn't lift the boss's wife.
Because she couldn't be lifted.
Oh!
I'm fat, so it's fine.
I'm just big boned.
That's what I heard.
Fucking leave me out in the air.
And I love you, Shane. All right, I got 10 questions. They're multiple choice.
Okay.
Shane, what is your buzzer?
Onk, onk.
Russell, what is your buzzer?
Beep, beep.
It's too similar. I'll let it pass.
Is it? Do you want me to change it?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I can change it to, ooh,
it should have been like funnier, but
beep,
beep, beep, beep. Yeah. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
To get certified.
Sure.
Question number one. When refueling or recharging, which of the following must you do? Is it A, check to see if someone can assist you? B, check the horn to make sure it works correctly? C, do not block doorways? Or D, all of the above?
Beep, beep. Nope.
Russell?
All of the above?
Incorrect.
Honk, honk.
Shane?
Do not block doorways.
Correct. Do not block the doorways.
You need help refueling?
I thought, yeah, I mean, I did think that you weren't supposed to change the propane ones by yourself.
You just have to do it right.
Oh. Yeah.
Make sure you
disqualified.
Make sure you close the valve before you disconnect the propane tank.
Yes. Yes.
Even if it's empty.
Correct. You don't get a point, but you should get a life point. Number two, Russell's winning.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Shane's winning.
Yeah, also, I don't know if you know how multiple choice questions are supposed to work, Dave. The answer is always supposed to be all of the above.
Well, got you. Number two. An employer is required to provide training to employees. Is it A, once every 2 years? B, once every 3 years? C, once every 4 years? Or D, one training is all operators need?
Honk, honk.
Shane!
Every 2 years?
Incorrect.
I don't know, because we've never done it again, so.
Probably shouldn't say that on a podcast. But beep. Same.
Beep, beep.
Russell! I don't know what. Russell.
Every 3 years?
Correct. Correct.
Our employers seem to think it's D.
We do ours every year?
Yeah.
So I was confused when he didn't say...
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, some places overdo it.
Yeah, yeah. We overdo a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Or underdo it.
Like a lot of other places.
Yeah.
Number three is tied.
Yep.
It's tied. Number three.
Woo! Getting certified again.
Shove the following is a regulation from OSHA. Is it A, forklifts must have a backup alarm. B, forklifts must have a seatbelt. C, forklifts must have rear view mirrors. Or D, all of the above.
Hong Kong.
Beep, beep.
Shane.
D, all of the above.
Incorrect.
Ah!
Told you, you didn't know how multiple choice works. Beep, beep.
Russell.
The answer is A.
Incorrect.
Is it the seatbelt?
It is a seatbelt.
Just the seatbelt?
Yep. OSHA requires you have a seatbelt on your fork truck.
How does... What?
Yep. Correct.
I thought they were
none of you got it wrong. None of you got it right. None of you got it right. Number four.
Number four.
Should there be any spills of hydraulic fluid, the following should be done.
Mm.
Is it A, notify your supervisor immediately? B, look at the forklift you are driving to see if it is the one leaking? C, both A and B? Or D, none of the above?
Why? Why does it got to be so tricksy? Hong Kong.
Shane.
C.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you.
You should tell your supervisor about everything.
Yeah, basically.
Don't.
That's what they say.
I mean, yeah, do it.
Hey, soup, I just pooped. Did you do it in the bathroom?
Maybe.
No. Go home.
Cool.
Where'd you poop?
Number five, Shane's winning. Shane's getting certified again.
What is it?
Number five.
No,
it's like 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
2-1. Yes.
All right.
If a forklift begins...
Sorry.
If a forklift begins to turn over with you in it, you should A,
kiss your ass goodbye.
Dive out. B, stay put. C, honk. Or T, yell.
Honk, beep, honk. Beep.
Shane.
You should stay put.
Correct.
But I like the idea of honking.
I was also like, the DM just yelling. Like, I'm doing both of those things. Like, Shane got it.
Yep, thank you.
Russell?
Pick it up.
No, the next question is number six.
Oh, jumping out is how you get cut in half by the cage.
Correct. Number six, pick it up, Russell. Which of the following should be included in the safety checklists?
Mm.
Is it A, oil and fuel level? B, load capacity. C, lights and horns. Horn. Or D, all of the above.
Honk, honk.
Shane.
Now it's D.
Correct. Correct. It's tricksy. It's a tricksy quiz.
Yeah. We got a real tricksy Kong over here.
Yep. That's what they called me in high school. They didn't. Number seven. No, it was ogre, and it was kind of offensive. When parking the forklift at the end of the day, which of the following must be done? Is it A, make sure the fork is lowered to the floor? B, park it in a safe place. C, set the parking brake. Or D, all of the above.
Beep, beep. Honk,
honk. Russell.
All of the above.
Correct.
How could it be D twice in a row?
I don't know.
Because it's being tricksy.
Yeah.
Tricksy.
Wrote this.
I don't know. Number eight, the horn on the forklift should be used. A, should only be used when there is an emergency. B, when driving through intersections. C, when trying to get another worker's attention. Or D, all of the above.
Beep, beep.
Russell.
All of the above.
Incorrect.
Honk, honk.
Shane.
When you're going through intersections.
Correct.
You should also do it to alert anyone else that's around you.
That's why you honk through intersections.
Yeah, the other thing was like to get their attention to like talk to them, not to like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get like, them to.
Honk, honk. Russell.
Hey. Come sign this. Honk, honk. I mean, that's what they get used for. But
yeah, yeah. I use it to do shaving a haircut.
Also, like, honk when you're, like, still, when you're inside a fucking trailer that's hooked up to a semi.
Yep. I do that, too.
Like, hey, I'm in here.
I'm in here.
I am in here. I am in here.
Yep.
Okay, I'm out. Go ahead.
So, I work with a dude that his whole life is forklift trucks. Like, mm-hmm. I swear, that's at his house, he must have a forklift.
Yeah.
Because he's on that thing all day. Mm-hmm. But every time he goes to an intersection, he goes, da, 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 da. That's it.
And then you do the...
Then I have to finish it, yeah. Or I'm going to go fucking crazy.
We would play games like that where I drove a fork truck most.
Bruh.
I wasn't certified there, but, like, I don't think they certified anyone. They like, had us take, like, all the quizzes and stuff and watch the video.
Right.
But, like, it wasn't official. It wasn't, like, a guy that came in. And we didn't get a card or anything.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to get, like, a card.
Right, yeah.
But.
Number nine.
Okay.
If the operator needs to know any particulars about the forklift, he or she may, is it A, look at the information plate, which can be found on the forklift, B, look at the control panel and steering wheel, C, complete the checklists, or D, all of the above.
Beep, beep.
Russell.
All of the above.
Incorrect.
Honk, honk.
Shane!
The information plate.
Correct! Russell?
That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, bud. I shouldn't give you a forklift.
Here's another thing you need to know about driving a forklift. The tests for forklift driving are really bad.
Apparently.
And you have to do it as it is literally stated in the basically a fucking 20 minute or 30 minute long PowerPoint with video in between as they state it.
Yeah.
You can't make any assumptions.
Pretty much. Number 10.
Number 10.
The final question. Will Shane get certified?
I mean, if it's between one of us, I think so.
Which of the following will help you maintain control when handling any pallets? Mm. Is it A, ensure that the fork is level? B, tilt the load backwards? C, both A and B? Or D, none of the above?
Honk, honk.
Shane!
Tilt the load backwards.
Incorrect.
Towards you.
Beep, beep.
Russell!
Both A and B?
Incorrect.
No, because
it's not.
Can't be level.
What is the fuck?
It can't be level if it's tilted, so it can't be A and B.
Well, you go in level and then tilt back.
Well, yeah. What is it? None of the above? Is that what?
Ensure that the fork is level.
That's not. No.
Yeah. That's what it says.
Hey, so Shane, I don't know if you know this or not, but you got to be very specific about answering the question.
Well, we didn't watch the video, so.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't remember that slide.
I'll send you a forklift video if you'd like.
Is it the absolute ridiculous one that everyone should watch that they will never show in like a company setting?
Is it the one, the German short film?
Maybe. With all like the actual, well, not actual, but like all the fucking like people falling apart and like getting torn up and stuff like that. And it shows all the gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where the guy like drives into the side of the break room and like the dude sitting at the table like gets speared by a fucking fork. And he's like,
No, there's a short film. It's different than that one. It's a German short film that starts like a training video and then just gets very, very gory.
Oh, so it's like a Too Many Cooks kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I'll send it on the chat.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need to watch that.
Hell yeah.
I like the sexual harassment one.
Funny. Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Word around the office is you got a big cock.
I have seen
I got
that
a
one.
Fat cock, too.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You and I should get together sometime, rub our fat cocks together, maybe with some oil.
And it's just like that, like, the whole time. Just like a dude, like, walks into a fucking meeting and, like, fucking sticks a dildo to the fucking table, and it's just, like, flopping around, and the girl's like, oh, my God. And they're just having a meet. Everyone else in the room is just having a meeting.
Wow.
The whole, it's like a 20-minute thing like that. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty great.
That's great. Yeah. Shane, yeah. You're certified, buddy.
Barely.
You're barely certified. Russell, good luck next time.
What do I get? Five questions?
Did you get a 50%?
I think I did.
Oh, you did.
Dave passed you with a 50%?
I'm not certified to certify people.
Took a pallet off the second level and pulled it out, pulled it down, turned around, put it back up into another rack on the second level, pulled out, and didn't drop anything, so I passed.
I
didn't drop anything, and I didn't run him over.
That's a pass in my book.
The first time I ever got on a fork truck, they were having me drive up and down an aisle.
Yeah.
And there was a doorway in the middle of that aisle. It's probably maybe like a 100-yard aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So I had lots of room.
Yeah.
And in the middle of that was one of the entryways. And someone didn't honk their horn.
Yep.
And I crashed into the racks and tore up three rows of racking.
That
was super fun.
That will fail you.
And they were probably about 100 feet away from me.
Wow.
It just scared you?
Yeah, absolutely terrified.
Dude, the worst is was it a stand up of some kind?
Yeah, there were stand ups.
Okay, so like you had like your foot on the gas, and if you like let your foot off, it just immediately stops.
Yes.
One of those? Dead man switch.
Yeah.
But you push you have like a lever and you like push it forward, and that's how you like move forward. Yeah. And then when you take your foot off,
it
stops, or you can pull back. I think you pull back all the way back to brake.
Yeah.
Oh, mine just let go.
I would always just like, whenever I got scared, I would like move my foot. And
yeah.
And I would just go, and like almost fucking tank.
Yeah. Also, the mast is super cool because the mast comes down at like a weird angle. So, it comes down past the forks. So you can actually hook the mast on the racking.
Whoa.
On accident, if you go too far in with your forks.
Oh.
So then you can hook the mast on the racking, and then when you try to back up, the front wheels will back up, and you'll pull the back end of the truck up. That was fun. I did that once.
Terrifying.
One time I did that, and I never did it again.
Yeah.
This has been Forklift Talk with three cute boys.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Now you got to add that to the intro. Sometimes we talk about forklifts.
Sometimes we talk about forklifts. Yep. Shane won the quiz. He is the forklift boy. But unfortunately, since Shane won, that means that the show's over.
Oh.
Wait, I won, so the show's over?
Yeah, you always win.
So that's why the show always ends?
Yeah.
That's fucking whack. I'll let Russell win next time.
You gotta keep going.
That is the deal that we just struck. If I
this
win,
is the
Dave
show that
do...
never ends.
Yeah.
It goes on and on, my friend.
But not this one. But if I do win, Dave has to do another quiz, and we got to keep doing quizzes until Shane wins.
Oh, God. All right.
The never-ending quiz show.
I hate that, but I'll do it. This is the DQP Weekly. I've been, yep, boy.
Yep, boy.
And with me, as always, is the Shane Dog, a.k.a. Shane Nasty.
Ew, that's gross.
Also with us is Russell the Love Muscle.
Oh, yeah.
A.k.a. Producer Russell.
Thanks for joining us on the Drafty Quarters Podcast Network. You've been listening to the DQP Weekly. Please follow us on all of your social media.
All of them.
All of them. Every single one. Also, find us on Patreon, where for $1 a month, you can have access to our DQP Does the MCU series, which we're uploading now. And you can find our Amazon wish list in the show notes. Please feel free to send us your thoughts, comments, concerns, suggestions, and or quizzes, since we're going to need a lot of them.
Yeah.
To @draftyq@gmail.com.
That would be great.
But if you are going to send us a quiz, please put something in the headline on who you want to administer the quiz. So Shane or I don't accidentally read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
Hell yeah, dude. That was good, man. That was good. This has been fun. I've had a good time.
I was really trying to channel my NPR.
You did great.
Cool.
Your PPR one might say.
Ages.
Well, you heard it now.
Alright, so I guess you know what that means. We'll catch you on the flip side. And don't let your meat loaf.
Bye.
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 Give us this.
Change your quote.
What?
Quote.
What else do I do with that?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold on. No, I have a quote.
No, I got one.
This is the wrong show.
This is a good quote.
Yeah, it's okay for macho men to show every emotion available. Because I've cried 1,000 times and I'll cry some more. But I've soared with the eagles and I've slivered with the snakes. And I've been everywhere in between, and I'm going to tell you something right now. There's one guarantee in life. There are no guarantees. And understand this, nobody likes a quitter. Nobody said life was easy. So if you get knocked down and you take the stick, oh, there's an ad.
Fuck you, what?
So if you get knocked down and you take the standing 8 count, you get right back up and you fight again. That's the macho man. That's macho mania. Dig it.
I dig it.
Okay.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was great. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
We're not on video yet, damn it! Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it!
Okay, good.
It was really funny.
I was like, oh no, it actually hit him in the dick.